Member for Flinders, Sam Telfer, joins me this morning. How are you, Sam?
Yeah, great. Great to be here.
Yeah, thought we'd just kick off. Our farmers, you know, without them, we would be pretty much nothing. And, you know, we want to do more to help them. And there was a bit of a campaign that's sort of been run with the Peters.
Mm, yeah, and this is something which, you know, the opposition last week in Parliament, we were sick of decision makers, especially the Premier, not listening to farmers in South Australia who are really doing it tough. Yeah, so there's been a bit of a campaign, and especially for some of the basics, you know, I'm hearing stories from farmers that are unfortunately, you know, having to sell their sheep, sell their cattle, or, you know, in some cases I'm hearing from some who are actually having to, you know, shoot their animals in the paddocks because they can't actually get them onto a truck. Jeez. So, yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
And then we hear that, you know, there's hay interstate that can be trucked over with a bit of support for fuel from the government. Hay that's been donated by farmers, or, you know, people, everyday people giving money to be able to pay for it. Just this basic stuff. We need to get it right, and we need it actioned immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, just change your tune a little bit. You've got a bit of an update on shark mitigation.
Yeah, and I had a really important briefing last week in Parliament from Surf Life Saving South Australia. Now, they're the ones that have been tasked by the Premier and the Minister to look at shark mitigation and shark management around South Australia. And thankfully, they've actually, you know, they've started with us on the West Coast for obvious reasons. You know, we've dealt with unfortunate tragic events over the last couple of years that have really, you know, really rocked our communities and are still pretty raw for both Elliston and Streaky Bay. And that's where the first body of work's been done around some of the work can be done around our coastlines for mitigation and risk management.
Bit of a watch this space at the moment, but hopefully we see some change in that area. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, always a pleasure.